Hello, good morning. It's Thursday, May 21st, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier in Tel Aviv. Whether it's Tucker Carlson and Thomas Massie or AOC and Zoran Mamdani across both the right and the left, attacks on Israel and the Jewish people have become relentless. Today, I'll speak with Eric Fingerhut, president of the Jewish Federations of North America. He says such rhetoric is driving the worst wave of violence against the Jewish community on record. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first the headlines. Iran's foreign ministry says it's weighing the latest proposal from the United States to end the war. Pakistani mediator Field Marshal Asim Munir is expected to travel to Tehran later today. It follows unconfirmed reports of a tense phone call between US President Donald Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the nature of a potential agreement. Trump has warned that he's prepared to wait a few days to get the right answers from Tehran, or else he is prepared to resume strikes. Iran is rebuilding its drone capabilities faster than previously thought. A new CNN report cites US military sources saying Iran could be ready to resume attacks within months. American officials believe Tehran has used the six-week ceasefire to rebuild its attack capabilities with support from both Russia and China. Dozens of Spanish flotilla activists detained by Israel are expected to leave for Spain via Turkey later today. Spain's foreign minister condemned Israel's treatment of the activists as monstrous after a video emerged of the national security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir mocking and physically assaulting the detainees. Poland, New Zealand and Australia have all summoned their respective Israeli ambassadors over Ben-Gvir's conduct, which was also condemned by the Prime Minister's office and by Israel's foreign minister, Gideon Saar. Well, Israel's military coordination agency, COGAT, is demanding that the UN halt all support for the Turkish group that organised the Gaza flotilla. Israel designated the IHH group as a terror organisation over its ties to Hamas. 10 Israeli soldiers have been wounded, including 2 seriously, in separate Hezbollah drone attacks in southern Lebanon. Among the wounded, the commander of the IDF's 401st Armored Brigade, Colonel Meir Biederman, who was seriously injured. The attacks came as the IDF released footage of strikes on Hezbollah weapons and surveillance sites embedded inside civilian infrastructure. Anti-Semitism in Germany is worse than at any time since the Holocaust. That's according to a new report by the watchdog RIAS, which cites thousands of incidents recorded last year in Berlin alone. They include violent assaults, vandalism, harassment, and even a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial. The report says anti-Israel protests are increasingly featuring anti-Semitic slogans, and many Jews are choosing to hide their identity out of fear. Well, just before we get to today's conversation, a reminder that you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now, here's Eric Fingerhut. Where is the biggest threat to Jews coming from? Does it come from the left or the right?
It's actually, unfortunately, coming from the far left and the far right. It really doesn't matter to us where it's coming from. We have to defeat it. But the biggest challenge we have right now is that these anti-Semitic comments are inciting violence and people are organizing themselves in a violent way. We've had the worst 12 months in America, but certainly on record, in terms of violent attacks on the Jewish community. A young couple shot to death on the streets of Washington, D.C., synagogue burned down in Jackson, Mississippi. People were holding signs about the hostages in Gaza, firebombed and one murdered on the streets of Boulder, Colorado. And we had what was potentially the worst terrorist attack since 9/11 on a synagogue in West Bloomfield, Michigan. We came within inches of one of the worst disasters imaginable. And those are just the ones that got through. We've had others that have been stopped. Every one of these things, when we look back after the fact, we saw there was some kind of social media footprint. They were organizing in some way and responding to this rise of anti-Semitism. We have a full-time security professional in every community working for the local Jewish Federation, whose job it is to have a security plan that encompasses every synagogue, every Jewish institution, and also to work with local law enforcement. That helped a lot after October 7th when we had the rise of protests. Our security system really held, even though politically we had fallout. But in the last year now, there's been a new level of violence. By the way, it's not just against Jews, though it's disproportionately directed at Jews. 60% of all the hate crimes have been directed at Jews, even though we're 2% of the population in America. But as you know, there was a murderous attack on an Islamic mosque in San Diego just this week.
There was an attack on a Mormon church in Michigan. There was an attack on a Catholic school in Minneapolis not too long ago. So the houses of worship are under attack, but it certainly is disproportionately directed at Jews.
And just in terms of the political rhetoric, we've just seen Thomas Massie, the congressman, lose in Kentucky. The first thing he did was come out and blame Jews and Israel. I mean, what does that tell us?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I actually think that what it tells us is, and I want to say this in the most complimentary way, that the leadership of the Republican Party are the ones that defeated Thomas Massie. So they went after to defeat the bad apple in their party. I'll also point out that last November, Senator Ted Cruz stood up at our Jewish Federations of North America General Assembly, the largest conference in America, and took on Tucker Carlson. The fight also has to be done by Democrats on the left. And there certainly are some great examples of that. Folks like Josh Gottheimer, who spoke out against the anti-Semitism on the left, a number of Democrats who spoke out against the mayor of New York City, Mamdani. But the party has to systematically grapple with this. And the good news out of the Thomas Massie election defeat is that the Republican Party, as an institution, went in and defeated one of their own because of his anti-Semitism.
How much of the rise in anti-Semitism do you attribute to external forces? For example, Qatar flooding American universities with money.
We think it's a major factor. There's no question that the foreign influence at universities, that's real. The harder to track is the foreign influence on social media, but we know it's present. So much of what is driving this is coming in over social media, into the phones of people. The traditional media in America has lost so much of its ability to influence. And even that, the traditional media has been kind of captured. The Washington Post, the New York Times, you saw the terrible New York Times story this last week. So we do think foreign influence is a lot, but unfortunately, it's being amplified in America. Too many political figures and media figures who are amplifying it. You probably heard of this DSA, the Democratic Socialist America. This is where AOC is a part of and Mamdani is a part of. This is a left-wing anti-Zionist, anti-Israel party, that anti-Semitic party that has that is running candidates all over the country. And they have successfully infiltrated some Democratic primaries. Obviously, the mayor of New York City is the best example, but there's also some congressional races. This is a political fight that has to be taken on. When you see the attacks coming from Democratic politicians on AIPAC, that is a sign to you that AIPAC is doing their job. They're doing exactly what they need to do, and the Jewish community needs to support them because they are taking on the very tough political fights.
I wonder what you make of those comments by Ambassador Leiter when he called the left-wing Jewish organization J Street a cancer. Do you agree with him?
Well, look, first of all, Ambassador Leiter is doing an amazing job in America right now. He represents Israel beautifully. Think about how close the working relationship has been between the government of Israel and President Trump. Literally,
U.S. and Israeli planes flying wing to wing.
That's the result of his very, very impressive work.
I certainly understand his frustration, and there's no question that we firmly disagree with the positions that J Street has taken. The idea that an organization would support a cutoff of arms to Israel in the middle of a war when Israel's fighting side by side with the United States of America. This is something that was very hard for anyone in our community to understand.
Do you think defeating the Islamic Republic will make Jews safer?
I do. There's no question that the Iranian backing of global terrorism is a big factor behind a lot of the violence that we are experiencing here. I just pray for the success. I'm not a military expert. I can't judge the wisdom of different strategic planning steps that are underway. I just pray for the success of the United States military, United States Armed Forces, and the Israeli Defense Forces. As someone who's been involved in this for a long time, and has heard, administration after administration say we're going to deny Iran nuclear weapons. I've sat as a former member of Congress when Prime Minister Netanyahu came and gave that speech that was controversial at the time, saying to America, please do not let Iran get a nuclear weapon. They're promising that they will annihilate Israel. We can't let that happen. I was sitting in that hall, and having heard all these speeches for all these years, see the United States government actually taking this kind of step, I only hope they're successful. Again, I can't evaluate the wisdom of a particular military strategy, but I sure hope they're successful, and I'm proud that they're taking it on.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Subscribe using the link below. It just takes a few seconds. Goodbye.